Don't record it. Okay. Did you know your grandparents?
Yes.
Where did they come from?
They were originally Georgia, Reed, not Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
And then all my grandparents was in the town of Vienna, Georgia, Dooley County, Georgia. It's the county of Dooley County, and of course the town is named Vienna, V-I-E-N-N-A.
What did they do there?
They were average domestic workers. That's the Senator George of Georgia, that was his hometown too. And we did a lot of work, different work for he and his people most of the time.
Mm-hmm. Is that where your parents were born?
Yes.
And when did they move to St. Petersburg?
Well, my parents moved to St. Petersburg somewhere in about the 1900s or something like that. I said 1904.
Mm-hmm. Do you know why they moved?
Why they moved? No, just for better working already. Mm-hmm. St. Petersburg is a domestic town. And so by going hotel work at that time, I have out of it there because I don't work out of New Year's and my parents to do. Was to do a domestic work my mother made or some type like that. But my grandparents, some of them, they did farm some in Georgia.
Did you have brothers and sisters?
No.
No. Did you have any relatives near living close by?
Yes, I had on my mother's side, I was 13. She's the oldest of 13 in my family because we lived next door. And of course, I lived most of the time when I was, say, school age, there in Georgia with my grandparents a lot, you know, back and forth in there with those smaller children. And on my father's side, I was the only small kid in the family. Didn't have any brothers and sisters, and relatives didn't have any small in the church at all. So just my only child there, and that's part of the family. Mm-hmm.
Did any of your relatives live in your home with you?
Yes, we lived in the home with my grandparents for quite a while. Yeah.
Did they ever go down to St. Petersburg, your grandparents?
An uncle of mine did. He's now living and retired and got off to Georgia. He been out and stayed. Oh, he went to school. He stayed some maybe 8 or 10 years with us at my parents.
Before you left home, did your parents live anywhere besides St. Petersburg? Did you move with your parents anywhere else, or did they continue to live in St. Petersburg after they moved there?
Well, usually before then, I don't think so. I don't remember.
Where did you go to school?
I went to school in Dooley County, Georgia. I didn't finish high school there. Mostly what I know through correspondence courses and help from unions and different things and all like that. I say I made about the 8th grade in school. Mm-hmm. Just that, but I know about course art. I did learn it through a company. I worked for a company. And they was, back in my time, they painted murals back for theaters, back in the background. By being a helper with a group there, I learned that job that way. Mm-hmm. But the same thing, they were great, they were losers, painters, Italian painters, which were great and helping them and spacing, seeing how wreck was spaced and things like that. I just went that way. I don't know how good I was, but I was good enough to get a job with a aluminum company of America. I must have been fairly well good. I made a living at it anyway.
What did you do when you first quit school, when you left school?
Work in an ice cream factory. St. Petersburg, the Florida Milk Company, still looking, still there now. I go get the people until I go home.
Why did you leave school?
No reason. I mean, just dropped out, wanted to make more money, like that. In my time, money was, job was scarce, in other words, you know. I was lucky to drop out, you know, and then accomplished a pretty good job.
What did you do after you worked in the ice cream factory?
I left then, go to work here. Stayed there from until 29, I say. Yeah, back then 1929, I started work here in 1929 in the Alco. worked three notices from Alco, and close I was laid off quite a time. I don't count that because the lake went dry. We were getting all the electric source through this river down here, and because when it go dry, we'd be laid off for a while and never picked up. But I worked out three notices, 30-day notice to take a job. One was to go to Fort Bragg as a sign painter, and another was the Sturgis Sign Company. To take care of my wife's mother's farm. They were farmers down in Scotland County.
Why did you come to Baden? How did you hear about it?
Leaving St. Petersburg to come to Lawrenceburg, kind of a work scarce. My wife had two cousins working over here, and they were visiting, I think it was about 75 miles from Lawrenceburg, they were visiting that past. And they told me to come over to Baden, I might get work with them. So I was over here about maybe a month before I got a chance to work for the company, but I was doing, throughout the county here, I was doing sign work anywhere I could pick up yards, and I was doing pretty good at that. But as I got the job, we only made 25 cents an hour back in there. 25 cents an hour work, 10 hours Monday through Friday, and 9 on a Saturday. So we made about $14.75 a week, and I worked. I was able to get that here, and of course I picked up some work through this sign work right here. At that time, the company had the home and a boarding house here. They had several boarding houses, and you could get board and lodge and eating and sleeping for $5 a week.
Well, you didn't always work for as a sign painter for the company.
No. I worked as a sign work with the company in the construction department. I worked as a laborer. I worked as a rigger helper. And I worked as sandblasting. And I worked. And I like working as a painter number two. And after union here, I started a sign worker. I worked sign work until I rebuilt the plant lately. Then I went in the plant as an extrusion worker. From there, I went on to R214. That's a place we have a lot of respect for, where you take average metal and make white gold out of it. Make 100% aluminum. We call it white gold. Then you see on the company job, they got something they call a line of progression. You can work on a job, but always take a chance on taking a higher job if you can qualify. So I never did miss anything. I've taken to it. When I retired, I was first operator number one. And I was getting top pay. But I went in the plant on the reason, no this lack of present job, but it paid more money in there, and I know I couldn't retire, and I want to get a good salary where I can make the maximum of Social Security, one reason. And then I could get, but it didn't make a difference. But the year, the only thing that counted then, if you work for the company here, they give you so much per year, every year you work for a retirement fund. So I think I made about 32 years. Now it's more that time. I think I got about $9.50 per year. And now I'm being just running about $11 to $13 a year.
Did you enjoy all the different jobs that you did?
Oh yeah, I had a ball here. Yeah. I think Alco one of the greatest things I was ever met. They are good people to work for. Of course you have to work. It's not a place you can come in here and work a while and lay out. They want you on the job so you can work. And they're very particular about accident. They don't want, if you're careless, you get fired for being careless a lot more than you can not working. But that's one of the main things, is safety. Yeah, I think y'all could agree. I enjoy working. I feel connected with them in a lot of things. At the 25-year clubs, we have that twice a year. We just have one other day. They take part of that. In other words, I think our crew help any way, in activity we have. I know they're well in there. The village are clean, the village clean. I did have a picture where showing where we first named the street. We had to name the street, but didn't have no signs up. We did. We made long posts like you see on the streets here now. The first street, I was putting the letters on. I taken a picture there. Of course, I had several pictures. A lot of time I dodged the company photography. A lot of time and work I was doing. I ran pretty good ideas about doing things, and I knew I was well liked. Sometimes I could put my artist to work on it to talk to the woman and I get what it is.
Do you think most people who work in Alcoa have the same good feelings
about
the company?
Yes, I do. I tell you what, they can be laid off, and I know them go as far as California and all out. And when that time come back to go to work, and nobody notify me, I always quit with you and come back to Alcoa. Alcoa is a good place to work.
I understand that also when people have been laid off, and this is before the company sold the housing, that they would still let people live rent-free in the housing. Did you hear any stories?
Yeah, I lived in one. Like me, when the other house was, I say the average house was maybe charging $12 or $15 a month. We were paying only $3.50 a month for it. And back in the day, when I was talking about how cheap everything was, you pay rent if you want to. A lot of folks didn't pay, they had no right to pay rent. Not even enough to pay water bill. They paid just about what they wanted to, of nothing. Some of them, if they had kept them counted, I reckon some people, especially over in the other part of the village, no doubt in the white part too, that they went up to $700 back to rent. They may mark it down, but no compelment. I never know nobody to be put out on the continent like in the day like that. And the nice thing about it, you always have a garden space. That's good to know in garden space and in the yard. If you notice that old picture back, did you see one? Talking about the years back when they owned this company, owned the school and everything here. they get away sometime, and that's before we started paying as much money and have a loaded watermelon and watermelon cuttings. And sometime entertainment. And coach they had over there, and they had dancing halls free. I was told some years back they paid people to play on the ship, play, or come in a different ship, play music, piano music for the entertainment. And kept them pretty well happy, I reckon. Of course, they wasn't much money back in then, so the union stopped all of that type of stuff, and of course started paying us money. But I can't say that it was doing this to black that way, because I have cashed my performance check back when I was making, say, 1475. He was more than making 17 or something. So in other words, just wasn't any money. The fellas in the pot room was making my practice $5 a day. And no money making that, because the work was hard then. And the old years were tough. I mean, it was rough. We didn't know anything to do with the fight and cut up. Some of us would go to church. And it's about a second route. I'm a baby boy. They're back in the time. I've seen the story or reading the book of that. I was thinking about so many years back, about 10 to 29. All we know was going to dances. Some of us would do a lot of drinking. A few of us would go to church, picnicking. Of course, the street wasn't paved. And marred 2 days back in then. We'd get an old car and ride some and fix tires and push through the sand beds and all that stuff. Mm-hmm.
There weren't, were there meeting places in the town that people used to go to all the time?
Yeah, they would go to church and little like pool rooms and gosh, those that didn't want to go to church, they would be around the pool room and eating joints in the streets, places to dance. Well, yeah, I told you the company had these dancing halls. They had two big dancing halls there. And of course, they had this church over here that called the McDonald Church. That was a recreation hall the company gave them. And they had shows in that until people just stopped going to shows. And an old fellow here, Robinson, started having meetings there. Mm-hmm. So that's where that got out there. This woman, Lucy Donaldson, you were asking about what they. She used to teach music and have kids, and they would have a dance maybe a day and have a prayer meeting at a night. The same building. It was community building. I see it rent-free. And then, too, the company built these churches here from free of charge. And it cost them nothing to build.
Did everyone know each other?
Yes. Still, everyone know each other. On the reason, we don't know, maybe somebody coming in a strange coach. No, the company where folks now put on is out of Charlotte and Rockingham, with all over the nearby places people drive in. But back in then, yeah, we knew it. But of course, we had so many nicknames, we hardly knew. That's the custom of the black people having nicknames. You come up and ask somebody for a particular person by his name, we wouldn't hardly know who he was talking about. But if we did, it wouldn't tell you. Yeah, until to find out what you wanted with them. Things like that have always been a part with us too. Mrs. Fickett, when I was construction superintendent, she got a list one day and marked every nickname she could find of everybody around here. And one of, and I don't believe it was a few in there that she marked down, I didn't know who the real person was. I had more contact with a lot of my listing tax, county tax up here. And being in everything around here, I just about knew everybody right now.
Has it made any difference that a lot of the people commute from outside of Baden to work in the factory? Has that changed things at all?
No, not at all. I mean, everybody get along fine. This plant is kind of like a big family. I know fellas I worked with 25 years on every shift, and that's a 5 on daylight shift, he'd be on daylight shift. I know maybe when he got married, when his first child was born, his grandchild would come in like that. And I know his hard days and his bad days like that. He go mine the same way. Because want much money, then we had to help one another. We would, that's kind of like about the biggest one trouble we'd have here when some new person would come in before he get acquainted, maybe some woods or something like that. People get along fine here. I say on account of that. They know each other very well. We know how many folks got a lot of mouth and they don't do nothing but talk. You're not going to fight them like that. Know all about them.
You've left Baden, though, since you came in 1929, haven't you? Mm-hmm. You quit to go somewhere else?
I went to Fort Bragg, went over there, the sign painter. I think I still there about 3 years. But what happened, I worked out a notice, and when I left with Italy in Fort Bragg, I called back in here, wrote a letter to Mr. Debro. He told me a tough man, but he was good. And got a job. Got my job back. Didn't lose any time. Either place. I left here on like on a Saturday, went to work in Fort Bragg that Monday. I left Fort Bragg on a Saturday and started back here to Baden on Monday. The time I ended up, I'd always but work out a notice and ask for a job in advance. This last time I think I was 60 days for it. So the government helped me over there for 30 days, but still they gave me the job back.
What were the important things to the people in West Baden when you first came?
Important to them?
Yeah. What was most important to them? Was it their working, or was it the people that they knew, or
was it
the community, the church?
No, I figured the job was most important because we always did work three shifts, and usually they'd get out and. As you know, Baden made up out of people off of levee camps and laboring all through the country. They was brought in here by transportation. Most of them were the older type. A lot of them even didn't have, brought some other man's wife or come in unmarried, what we call now shacking, and living together. And tell you the truth, about the best place I could say that an uneducated person could make pretty good living there. So all you needed down there was to know how to obey. But the people used to say, a weak mind and a strong back, you can get the job. At that time, things have changed so much now, because you have to have at least equipment of a high school education to take care of a job. Unless you've been there a long time. Because all those old timers about retired out now, because everybody there now. I worked there enough to know that allowing to work now, and of course several others, but every day some change is made. I would say that work was there to fear. You weren't getting much, nothing, wasn't paying nothing. We wouldn't worry about paying no house rent. All they think about is getting his garden, other garden, or going to church, or going to pool room, or riding on the mountain, or picnic and things like that. Always something to do here.
What about the schools? Was it important that Baden had schools where children could be educated?
It was, they had the same, I mean, you see no building been knocked down. Had nice schools, and it was the company even paid the janitors and all to keep the schools up, the yard and everything. So, and the churches. The school was, if you look on that old picture, when it was dedicated on, it was something the company gave it now. It was important that they were trying. And quite a few that went to school here and went to college. And, yeah, some of the yearbooks, I was seeing all the time. That even when I look at the name of the but it showed the school in the later years. It says a 53. 56.
Is that when your son graduated?
Hey, Pa?
Would that be when your son graduated?
No, Junior was out and ahead of that. I just don't know what he had, but he, I said, about 40 something.
How did things change after the union was established?
Well, at first it seemed a little dull. And then, you know, as anything like a union at the time, different talks, some of them were wanting to remain as they were with the company. And some enjoyed it. I think the union changed a great deal in pay rates and equal opportunities for both of us. Races. You know, until the union, we had two sets of jobs, but they say we had a black man's job and a white man's job. But as the union taking over, I don't think the company cared so much about it or they wanted jobs. So we all got in there and about traveling, find out we just had a job. You could qualify for a job, you could go to work. So that's the way it is. We have black owned jobs now that you hardly have a lot to be jealous in. Years back, like in the power plants down here. And they just figured we was too stupid. I reckon we might get into something like some of that high currency and get killed. But now we got black in there as operating those places.
How many blacks were there who originally were interested in establishing the union?
Black, all of us.
All of them.
We had quite a few. I don't know, but right now, of course, no, this is not a closed place. You can't have. But right now, I would say we got about 97% of workers here is union workers, and maybe more. But I'd say at least that many. It's not a closed shop either. Of course, you can't have a closed shop in the state, but then still. And we won a lot of time about other places around that doesn't have a union. And maybe our children, our daughters and different things work there, we'll fight it. Because they knowing how we're living out. I figure out now that the results I'm making now. Oh, I get about $27. I haven't seen it for the day. Say about $23 a day. But I make to stay home. And I know the time I make $23 a week from work.
Were whites as interested in as blacks in the union?
White, yes. We have everybody in both places. You go to union, we just in there together, we iron it out together. I would say one fellow was playing it kind of like playing a piano. You got the white keys and the black keys. You had to play some of both of them to get the melody you want. So that's where the union job is. In other words, you got to play the whole keyboard. Mm-hmm. So that we are used like that. Mm-hmm.
When you first came, was there any talk of the union?
Hey, pardon?
When you first came to Baden, was there any talk
of
the union?
No.
Well, what were the causes for people getting together and talking about a union? People from the outside?
People from outside. And that's the name. The international union. That's like the organized, the police department, the fire department, and like that. See, it's a need for it. Go in and try. I have helped in trying to organize many plants that wasn't no concern to ours or more than this. Nobody thought it should be in the union. We even try to organize the McNair Company, not a lawyer, bro. He got run out.
Well, how did your union get started?
How would your union get started? I think the mayor, some fella here that married a lady here in this town, and the union working, just talking over, and different one got together and just had a secret meeting, and finally we got it together. put in for, and I was in negotiating with the company for it. Because the company couldn't turn down so much, you know, and then we had a vote on it, you know. We had to vote to see how many. I just remember whether we got it by the first time or not. I do remember very well the first strike we had here. That was fun.
It was fun. What was it like?
We had like a big picnic. In other words, we were all friends. We see when you're on a strike. We had never had a strike here, and ever had everybody in out at the same time. Usually, when I go to work, somebody just come off, and when I come off, somebody's going on.